I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John chapter 14, verse 6. When I was at school, one of my favorite pastimes was finding my way through maze puzzles. Have you ever done one? You take a pen or a pencil and follow a path that twists and turns until it eventually leads you to the other side of the maze, or until you get stuck in a dead end. Sometimes you find the right path straight away, but sometimes you keep finding dead ends and you think you'll never get there. Often the path that looks most likely leads nowhere, and the one that looks least attractive does eventually take you to the finishing post. Life is a bit like a maze puzzle. Almost every day we have to make choices about something. Some days we might have to choose between telling the truth or telling a lie. Other days we might have to choose to be a good friend to someone who is being bullied or picked on, or to side with a crowd. And one day we have to choose whether to ask Jesus to be our friend or turn him away. A lot of people think it's something they can put off, but it isn't. Once we know about Jesus, it's our responsibility to make a decision. The Bible says that if we die without asking Jesus to be our friend, then we'll be treated as God's enemy. James chapter 4, 4b, the second part of the verse says, "Whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." Jesus wants us to know that he is the only way to God. When he said, "I am the way," he's telling us that there's no other. That's not a very easy thing to hear, because if Jesus is the only way to God, he is saying that all other ways people think they can reach God, like doing good deeds, like giving food to someone, respecting elders, and even going to church, are only dead ends. Now, don't go thinking that good deeds, showing respect, and church attendance are wrong. God wants us to love other people by being kind and doing good, and he wants us to meet with other people to praise and worship him. But it does mean that if we do those things without ever being friends of Jesus as well, we wouldn't get anywhere. We wouldn't get near to God. The trouble with truth is it can be painful sometimes. One of the ways people get around that is to change the truth to suit themselves. Some grown-ups say things like, "Well, I believe it this way, but you can believe it a different way if you like." Jesus isn't like that. He wants us to know that he is the truth. Not a truth that changes around, but the truth always the same, always reliable, always trustworthy. So there will be things in the Bible that Jesus has said that won't be nice to hear, things that we would like to be different. When Jesus says he's the only way to God, even if we don't like it, we know that it is true, because Jesus is the truth. John chapter 17, verse 17b says, "Your word is truth." Have you ever been on a holiday, on a lovely holiday or a day trip somewhere, and heard someone say, "This is the life"? People who say that mean that living on a permanent holiday or being in the place that they are would be the best possible way of life. And usually they long to live like that always. Well, Jesus said he was the life. that living as his friend was the best possible way to live, and that his friends could live with him forever. In John chapter 10, verse 10b, the second half, says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Jesus makes it clear that people who don't know him don't really know what life is truly about. I became a friend and follower of Jesus when I was 14 years old, and he changed my life around. I enjoy and appreciate my life, but I'm also looking forward to the time when I will live forever in heaven with Jesus. Are you?